Nah, I'm half Tongan, half Aboriginal. Grew up pretty much Tongan, and then as sad as it is, I learnt more about my Koori heritage in juvenile centres and prison. So started reconnecting and all that kind of stuff. And Josh, to my right, is right. Like, this kind of stuff, it empowers us to hang out more in the yard, and like, it's good for us. So I know, yeah, he's onto something. Yeah, and I'm also related to Kutcha Edwards.
Okay.
I've got bragging rights. Every time you come, like, I've been in, like, you always have those few brother boys that are, like, real solid in their culture. Like, you know, I grew up Tongan and kind of, like, embarrassed about my original side, but when I started coming into jails and that, I was still a bit embarrassed by it, but, you know, kind of just sucked it up and, you know, this is me. And if you don't like me, you can blow off, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
So what was the embarrassing part for you, Corey?
You know, just being put into that picture where, you know, an Aboriginal is an alcoholic, drunk, violent, rugged...
So
you know,
don't identify as that, because that means that's what I am.
Yeah, like, it just... Yeah, I always thought like that, but, you know, it's not... It's, like, it took me a couple of years just to see other sides of... You know, in the community, especially, like, when I was in Bunjawara, that rehab centre up in Hastings, Mornings Peninsula, their culture system around there, it's bloody awesome. Like, the amount of stuff they do around there, it's invigorating, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds like culture's really important to you.
Yeah, because Tongan culture is real big as well, but it's just Christianity pretty much. Like, you know, and, like, we put our own twist to it, but... You know, to actually learn about a different culture that actually has culture, like, you know?
Yeah, it's very spiritual, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's empowering, like, really empowering. Like, you could probably go do 10 backflips after you have a conversation about it.